RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to lead cabinet meeting on land reform and energy. Indonesian President calls for development of agricultural sector of North Kalimantan amid low prices of mining commodities. Indonesia continuously facing physical and unphysical threats. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led serial limited cabinet meetings on Wednesday afternoon at the presidential office to discuss several issues such as land reform, land bill, and review of mining policies. Regarding the issue of land reform, the government has made a bold move with its plan to grant people wider access to land under its agrarian reform. More than 9 million hectares, comprising roughly 4.5 million hectares of degraded forests and 4.5 million hectares of uncertified plots, will be owned by citizens under Land Objects for Agrarian Reform, TORA, while another 12.7 million hectares will be managed by indigenous people. The government has introduced the land reform as part of its equity policy, which aims to ensure equal access to land, infrastructure, and basic services and reduce widening inequality. The cabinet meeting will also about the review of the implementation of downstream policy on mineral and coal, aimed to avoid the further importation of Indonesian produced natural resources processed overseas. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked his ministers to take advantage of the low mining commodity prices to boost the development of agricultural sector in North Kalimantan. In his speech at the limited cabinet meeting on evaluation of the national strategic project and program priorities in the province of North Kalimantan in Jakarta on Tuesday, the president said, "The agricultural sector in North Kalimantan has become a source of highest economic growth compared to the construction and trade sectors. This momentum should be used to reorganize the seed sector in North Kalimantan to be the engine of economic growth." 24.65% of the economy of North Kalimantan is contributed by the mining sector, followed by 18.09% from agriculture. However, the low process of mining commodities has made the agricultural sector become a source of highest economic growth compared to the construction sector and the trade sector. I ask that this momentum be used to restructure the leading sectors in Northern Kalimantan province so that in the future it could be the engine of quality economic growth that impacts on people's welfare in North Kalimantan. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also reminded the ministers to do the downstream industry in North Kalimantan. According to him, the development of mineral processing industry, agriculture, and plantations can create added value for the region. To encourage effort to accelerate economic growth and distribution in North Kalimantan, President Joko Widodo underlined the importance of support for the infrastructure sector. This included aspects of connectivity, electricity facilities, as well as the presence of water. The development of technology has serious positive and negative impacts, which is faced by every country in the world. The logic consequence has made every country to be able to face each challenge from the advanced technology automatically. Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Mulyono at the National Working Meeting of the Indonesian Army Retired Association in Jakarta Wednesday said, considering strategic environment of the international world, Indonesia keeps on facing global challenges that can threaten the nation's integrity. Based on the situation and condition faced by Indonesia currently, Indonesia is still facing physical and unphysical threats from certain parties. It tries to disrupt sense of nationalism as well as resilience and toughness as well as sovereignty and integrity of the unitary state of Indonesia. Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Mulyono also explained there have been fake news or information that can create social insecurity. If it is not muted, they will create widely conflicts, even disintegration. Therefore, General Mulyono asked the concern and active participation of various elements to deal with problems being faced by Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo underlined the importance of strengthening the productivity of the agricultural sector and bolster the exchange rate of farmers. In his speech at the limited cabinet meeting on evaluation of implementation of the national strategic project and priority programs in South Sumatra province in Jakarta Tuesday, President Joko Widodo said, "The strengthening of productivity of the agricultural sector is important. Other processing industries contribute significantly to the economy in South Sumatra." According to him, it is due to low exchange rate of farmers' income compared to the price increases. Although the processing industry has a greater contribution in the economy of South Sumatra, the strengthening of productivity of the agricultural sector and an increase in the exchange rate of farmers should also get the attention of the government. The data which I have shown that the exchange rate farmers are always under an index of 100 and a declining trend, which means that the increase in agricultural product prices received by farmers is lower than the rise in prices of goods consumed by farmers. This means we must work hard to improve the welfare of farmers in southern Sumatra. Moreover, President Joko Widodo also encouraged the acceleration of development of transport infrastructure in South Sumatra. It is necessary to support the economic activities in South Sumatra and the Asian Games 2018. On the same occasion, President Joko Widodo also urged the development of Tanjung Siapi-Api Special Economic Zone in South Sumatra and prepare for the possible construction of Tanjung Charat Special Economic Zone. According to him, the economic development of the area will be able to create new jobs as well as to boost the economic growth in South Sumatra. The president is optimistic. Special economic zones can also be developed to accommodate the strong interest in the processing industry and other industries in the province. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The General Elections Commission of Jakarta convenes Jakarta residents who have requirements to vote at the second round of simultaneous regional elections on April 19, 2017, although they have not listed on the final voter lists of the second round of simultaneous regional elections, the residents can show their other identities. It was stated by Commissioner of General Elections Commission of Jakarta, M. Siddiq, to media on Tuesday, at the Central Elections Commission, Jakarta office in Jakarta.
Selama dia,
we will serve the voting rights of all Jakarta residents, especially the voters who have registered on the final voter list or a DPTB. It is the voters who are not listed on a final voter list or DPT of the second round of simultaneous regional elections. If there are any Jakarta residents who are not registered on the final voter list, we serve them 1 hour before polling stations or TPS closed at 12 p.m. up to 1 p.m. They must show their electric identity card. If they do not have the card, they can show a letter from the population and civil registration agency. Moreover, M. Siddiq also said if the polling station working committee doubt the electronic identity card and letter from population and civil registration agency, the Jakarta residents are asked to show other identities such as family card, driving license, passport, marriage book, which included the name of birth, address, as well as photo, so the residents can vote at second round of simultaneous regional elections of Jakarta. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs launched a book titled 99 Ways of Successful Working in Korea in Jakarta Tuesday. The book was written by the coordinator of the consular section of the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul, Aji Surya, lecturer of the University of Gajah Mada, Surya Agung Nugroho, and an Indonesian worker in South Korea, Wawan Budiarto. At the press conference of the launch of the book, the Indonesian ambassador to the South Korea, Umar Hadi, said on Tuesday in Jakarta that 90% more Indonesian citizens residing in South Korea are laborers. The placement of Indonesian laborers to South Korea is organized and managed by the government. Indonesian workers in South Korea have good jobs and salaries. Therefore, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Seoul continue to encourage the placement of Indonesian workers to work in South Korea. Currently, as many as 36,000 Indonesian workers are working in various industries in South Korea. The book, 99 Ways to Successful Working in Korea, could be served as a guideline for Indonesian workers in South Korea or those who plan to work in Korea.
Kalau komposisinya bisa kita tingkatkan, misalnya lebih banyak.
We improve the composition with more skilled workers. They could bring home more foreign exchange. In addition, it is the prepare Indonesian workers themselves when they return to their homeland and open their own business or work in the industry. Umar Hadi hoped that the vocational high school students and those who want to work in South Korea should read the book. The book provides tips for Indonesian workers in addressing the differences in working culture, to stay away from radicalism, to have enthusiasm for learning, and to have saving. On the same occasion, the coordinator of the consular section embassy in Seoul, Aji Surya, said the Indonesian workers in South Korea often experience a culture shock related to the consumption patterns and forget to plan for their future. According to him, if the Indonesian workers save money and have financial plan carefully, they can reduce the risk of becoming overstayers or illegal workers to work beyond their legal contract period. The last item, Francophonie Week, that becomes an annual celebration conducted by the French language community countries, is held on March the 8th to 26, 2017. Although Indonesia is not included on the countries that speaks French, also commemorate the annual event. The event was officially opened by the French ambassador to Indonesia, Jean-Charles Bertoni, at the French Institute IFI Jakarta on Monday, March 20. During his opening speech, the ambassador said that Francophonie Week can not only commemorate it by the French language countries but also non-Francophonie countries, such as Indonesia. This is also stated that Indonesia is a country that shows high interest on French language and culture. Bertoni added that, besides English, French also has high potential to be mastered by the non-Francophonie states such as Indonesia.
I can say that countries that did not use French as their language have high important potential. Here, English becomes the main language in business. Therefore, I consider in certain areas can increase Indonesian students to learn French language because everybody can speak English today. But if you can speak French, you will have better fortune. You can work in a French company. So I think if we talk about economy, it is very important to learn French. The 2017 Francophonie Week themed the youth and diversity targeted Indonesian young generations, especially students, to actively participate in developing culture, politics, and the world economy in connection with the multilateral relationships between Indonesia and French language countries. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to lead cabinet meeting on land reform and energy. Indonesian President calls for development of agricultural sector of North Kalimantan amid low prices of mining commodities. Indonesia continuously facing physical and unphysical threats. That was the news.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel, hold my hand, stand with me.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Presidential Election in Timor-Leste. I'm Dinugraha. Last Monday, Timor-Leste, Indonesia's neighboring country, held a presidential election. In preliminary ballot counting, Francisco Guterres, a candidate of the Fretilin Party, won 57% of the votes. If the final result is the same or not much different, it can be ascertained that Francisco Guterres, alias Luolo, will eventually be elected president after three times following the presidential elections in Timor-Leste. Guterres had followed the election in 2007 and lost in the second round. In 2012, he participated again and lost to current president of East Timor, Maria Vasconcelos, alias Taur Matan Ruak. In the 2017 presidential election, in addition to Guterres, there were seven other candidates who took part in the fight over the number one seat in Timor-Leste. This election became the first in the country since the UN forces left 5 years ago. Maria Vasconcelos, or Taur Matan Ruak, did not to run again in 2017. Guterres' presidency chance this time was much better because he was backed by former President Xanana Gusmão of CNRT that has widespread influence in Timor-Leste. Many thought there would be turmoil in this election, but nothing significant happened during the polling. This is a sign that stability has begun to be achieved in this country. Previously, Timor-Leste was often plagued by political rivalries that could lead to tensions. One observer said that it is likely that Timor-Leste would be led by a unity government after the parliamentary elections. In the absence of opposition, government accountability could be weak. The challenge for the government is to reduce dependence on oil and gas as well as increase revenues from agriculture and manufacturing industries. Another challenge for a president in Timor-Leste is to improve people's living so that they can be out of the less developed countries' list. Indonesia certainly hopes that the president election in Timor-Leste runs smoothly, no matter whether there will be one or two runs. The important thing is, the elected presidents of Timor-Leste can establish a good cooperation with Indonesia on bilateral, regional, and international levels. In fact, if the situation in Timor-Leste is not stable, the effect will be felt by Indonesia, especially on the border with East Timor. Listener, that was commentary for today. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event which occurred on March 22, the establishment of Arab League. The Arab League is the regional organization which consists of Arab countries in West Asia, North Asia and Northeast Africa regions. The organization was established on March 22, 1945 by Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia and Syria, then followed by Yemen, who joined in on May 5, 1945. The purpose to build the Arab League, which headquartered in Egypt, the strengthen relationship among member countries to keep their freedom and sovereignty, as well as to coordinate the cooperation among member countries. The Arab League also banned its member countries to use violence toward each other. Egypt recognizes Indonesia's independence on March 22, 1946. Egypt was one of the first nations that recognized Indonesian sovereignty on March 22, 1946. Gamal Abdel Nasser was served as Egyptian president at that time. Since giving a recognition to Indonesia, the relationship of both countries getting more tight. Leader of Islamic organization Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, Sheikh Hasan al-Banna, given the chance to Indonesian students who stayed in Egypt to write about the independence of Indonesia at some medias in Egypt. The organization held a special event as a form of support toward the Indonesian independence. The group also committed a protest to the Dutch embassy in Egypt to the role they committed in Indonesia for 3.5 centuries. Egypt remains supporting Indonesia because the two countries have Muslim major population. Now we end with an event on the World Water Day commemorates on March 22. The World Water Day is an anniversary which is aimed as an interesting effort to gain public attention to the importance of clean water and sustainable management of clean water resources. The World Water Day is commemorated every March 22 annually. After it was announced on the 47th UN General Assembly on March 22, 1992, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voy Green. Today we'll discuss the Indonesian Environmental Scientists Association as the government to give attention to the environment and economic development. Indonesia's environmentalists reminded the government of the equalizing economic, social, and environmental aspects in the national development since natural resources and environmental services have limitations. The appeal was sounded by the Indonesian Environmentalist Society in its manifestation at the Congress of Development and Environment 2017 in Jakarta last weekend. The Environment and Development in 2017 Congress was attended by the Chief of Presidential Special Staff, Nur Fauzi Rahman, and a number of prominent figures, such as the former Environment Minister Sarwono Kusuma Atmaja, General Chairman of the Indonesian Environmental Scientists Association, Tri Edi Budi Susilo, said the main challenge of national development at the moment, among others, is the increasing number of people who thus increase the need and desire for goods and services from the country. Additionally, non-renewable natural resources have become more limited and depreciated in the natural capital, while the level of knowledge and environmental skills in Indonesia is still low. Tri Edi also wanted to make the community aware due to the fact that technology is not able to replace most of the functions of natural resources and environmental services. Based on the projections of the National Development Planning Agency, Indonesia's population will reach 305.6 million by 2035. Meanwhile, based on the calculation of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources in 2009, Indonesia's crude oil reserve will be exhausted within a period of 22.9 years, gas will run out in 58.9 years, and coal will run out in 82 years. Meanwhile, the study of the United Nations Development Program in 2014 mentioned that Index of Human Development in Indonesia has recently reached the rank of 110, slightly above the Philippines, which is ranked 115, but far below China, which is ranked 90. In this situation, the natural disasters in Indonesia would show an increase. Recording of the National Disaster Management Agency said that disasters in Indonesia increased from 143 in 2002 to 1,967 in 2014. Approximately 98% of the total disaster per year are hydrometeorological disasters such as floods, landslides, droughts, and forest and land fires. Disaster trends in the future are projected by the National Disaster Management Agency will continue to increase due to the behavior of humans or anthropogenic causes. Head of Cooperation and Communication of Indonesian Environmental Scientists Association, Mahawan Karuniasa, added, "The increasing hydrometeorological disasters cannot be separated from the climate change that is currently happening. This becomes a challenge to the national development." Meanwhile, the special staff of the Presidential Office, Nur Fauzi Rahman, expected support from members of the Indonesian Environmental Society related to the government policies that encourage the development of social economy. He said, "To encourage the growth of a democratic economy, the administration of President Joko Widodo will expand people's access to land. there is a social forestry program of 12.7 million hectares and 9 million hectares of agrarian reform. Nur Fauzi Rahman asserted, there needs to be the support of ideas from the environmental expert so that the business environment of the people produces a high-value economy. Listener, that was today's edition of Voice Green. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesia President Joko Widodo led Serial Limited Cabinet meeting on Wednesday afternoon at the presidential office to discuss several issues such as land reform, land bill, and review of mining policies. Regarding the issue of land reform, the government has made a bold move with its plan to grant people wider access to land under its agrarian reform. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked his ministers to take advantage of the low mining commodity prices to boost the development of agricultural sector in North Kalimantan. In his speech at the limited cabinet meeting on evaluation of the national strategic project and program priorities in the province of North Kalimantan, in Jakarta on Tuesday, the president said the agricultural sector in North Kalimantan has become a source of highest economic growth compared to the construction and trade sectors. The development of technology has serious positive and negative impacts which is faced by every country in the world. The logic consequence has made every country to be able to face each challenge from the advanced technology automatically. Indonesian President Joko Widodo underlined the importance of strengthening the productivity of the agricultural sector and bolster the exchange rate of farmers. In his speech at the limited cabinet meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo said the strengthening of productivity of the agricultural sector is important, although processing industries contribute significantly to the economy in South Sumatra. The General Elections Commission of Jakarta convinced Jakarta residents who have requirements to vote at the second round of simultaneous regional elections on April 19, 2017. Although they have not listed on the final voter list of the second round of the election, the residents can show their other identities. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs launched a book titled 99 Ways of Successful Working in Korea in Jakarta. The book was written by the coordinator of the consular section of the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul, lecturer of the University of Gajah Mada, an Indonesian worker in South Korea. Francophone Week, that becomes an annual celebration conducted by the French language community countries, is held on March 19 to 26, 2017. Although Indonesia is not included on the countries that speak French, also commemorate the annual event. The event was officially opened by the French ambassador to Indonesia in Jakarta, March 20. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you traveling to Malang, East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, one of the causes nature to be broken is rubbish. Carelessly discarded trash that is too long can lead to deteriorating water quality so that damage to the ecosystem. On this occasion, we will invite you to get to know one of nature in Indonesia that invites visitors to participate maintain the natural beauty. Named these sites are Gatra Beach, located in Malang, East Java. Gatra Beach is protected conservation area. This tourist spot featuring beautiful unspoiled scenery. Shops or stalls are usually responsible for the rubbish strewn beach not to meet. After it all, of course, the tourists play an important role to contribute to the preservation of nature. Therefore, Gatra Beach enacts a regulation to prevent the destruction of nature conservation. At the entrance, visitors will be asked details about items that could potentially be rubbish. So, rather than not to bring back items they record, because otherwise shall be fined quite expensive for any missing items. Listener to the Gatra Beach from the center of Malang can take Turun Lane to the Sendang Biru. There is a path that already is paved but not down to the beach. Four-wheeled vehicle must be parked at the entrance, while the two-wheeled vehicle can still travel through the small cobbled streets. Upon arriving at that last limit allowed for driving, travelers have to trekking as far as 400 meters to reach the beach location. During the trip, tourists are guaranteed not to feel tired Muara Clungup. For those of you who are interested in visiting Gatra Beach, it is advisable to leave in the morning from the city of Malang in order to enjoy the beauty of the beach in the best circumstances. When the waves at this beach rolled in small, so tourists can swim up to the middle of the sea. When late in the afternoon, do not forget to not rush to move from this place. Water is residing, make corals look complements the beauty in Gatra Beach. A visit to Gatra Beach to unwind is the right choice for nature lovers. Captivating natural beauty, cleanliness is still maintained, as well as relatively affordable cost is a very attractive offer. The entrance fee to the Gatra Beach only 10,000 rupiah per person. As for the parking fee is 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah for motorcycles and cars. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of Gatra Beach. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly
why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Menjahit Tas, which in English means sewing bag. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to this topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Menjahit tas, which means sewing bag. Memasak, to cook. Tolong jahitkan, which means, would you sew? Tas yang robek, torn bag. Menyiapkan, which means to prepare. Benang jahit, which means sewing thread. Jarum jahit, sewing needle. Gunting, scissor. Silet, razor blade. Bagian mana, which means which part. Bagian dalam, inside. Bagian luar, outside. Saku, which means pocket. Menjahit, to sew. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Menjahit Tas, or in English means sewing bag. The conversation is between A. Nina and B. Mother. Nina, ibu sedang melakukan apa? Ibu sedang melakukan apa? Which means, what are you doing, mom? Mother, saya sedang memasak. Which means, I'm cooking. Nina, ibu, tolong jahitkan tasku yang robek. Ibu, tolong jahitkan tasku yang robek. Which means, would you sew my torn bag, please? Mother, ya baik. Tolong kamu siapkan benang jahit, jarum jahit, gunting, dan silet. Ya baik. Tolong kamu siapkan benang jahit, jarum jahit, gunting, dan silet. Which means, okay. Can you take me a sewing thread, sewing needle, scissor, and razor blade? Bagian mana yang robek? bagian mana yang robek? Which means, which part is torn? Nina, bagian dalam dan bagian luar dekat saku. Bagian dalam dan bagian luar dekat saku. Which means, it's inside and outside part of the bag near the pocket. Mother, bawa tasmu ke sini, ibu jahit sekarang. Bawa tasmu ke sini, ibu jahit sekarang. Which means, bring your bag to me, I sew it now. Nina, baik ibu, terima kasih. Baik ibu, terima kasih. Which means, alright mom, thank you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present you to some Indonesian popular songs. Listener, Indonesia has quite large potential of tourism. Various attempts were made to promote Indonesian beautiful tourism objects and become the world tourism destination. This would include conducting exhibitions in various countries and through the popularity of Indonesian artists that have got international ability like Cinta Laura. The artist, who is now studying in the United States, has been asked to become an icon of North Bali tourism by government of North Bali region. Cinta Laura was one of the Indonesian artists who very concerned toward the environment. The Indonesian German blood singer has been known worldwide because some of her albums were in collaboration with foreign singers, such as an album produced in 2013 in collaboration with the Australian Idol winner Guy Sebastian. The album was successfully sold out. In addition, in widescreen industry, Cinta Laura is rumored to be played in a Hollywood movie. In Indonesia, Cinta Laura successfully played her character in several TV film series or sinetron and music stages. One of her popular songs entitled Cinta atau Uang, or Love or Money. Well, listener, let's listen to the coming song entitled Cinta atau Uang by Cinta Laura. Happy listening.
Bilang kamu c Just listen to the song entitled Cinta atau Uang by Cinta Laura. Cinta Laura began her career as an Indonesian artist since 2006 from modeling industry, continued to play in some TV sinetrons, then developed to the widescreen film. In the sinetron, Cinta Laura received the title as Greatest Hits Actress, a little which is given to her from the SCTV Award 2017. An award of a commercial television station in Indonesia. Cinta Laura was also invited to attend in the Oscar Film Festival 2014. Her presence was also used to introduce Indonesia at the world event by bringing Indonesian culture through a batik-style dress she wore. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Capek Hati by Cinta Laura. Happy listening. Lagu 2.
Bukan aku, tapi hadirnya.
Listener, thank you for still being with us in the regular music corner, which presents Cinta Laura and her songs. Beginning her career as an Indonesian artist at a young age did not make Cinta Laura immersed in the world of entertainment. Amid her popularity, Cinta decided to pursue her study at Columbia University, the United States. It took only 3 years to achieve her bachelor degree. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Guardian Angel by Cinta Laura. Happy listening and sampai jumpa!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.